The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life. Retirement specialists getting you ready for your second life.
That's Jason Byrne. Jason is traumatized. Jason, I'm going to do my.
Are you going to do your thing?
I'm going to do my live line.
Okay.
What happened to you, Jason?
Okay. So, you know, working hard. So I'm still traumatized from doing them. That was a brilliant day doing Gogglebox with Jason McAteer yesterday.
How would you get traumatized by Jason McAteer?
No, it's brilliant. Like, he's absolutely so much fun, but he throws curveballs at questions at you. You have to watch television and review it. We didn't talk about anything that was in front of us because he just. I mean, one of the things that made me laugh so a lot yesterday was he's just sitting there and he goes, "Do you know they don't speak English in Japan?"
Out of nowhere.
Oh yeah, out of nowhere. And then he had me so flustered that we were watching Jaws. And I went, oh yeah, I think this is an anniversary or something. I think Jaws is, that was made in 1975. I was so flustered with Jason, I then went, yeah, it must be its 30th anniversary. From 1975 to 30. Yep. So missed the 50 years. And then he said that he was convinced that when he went on an airplane that it was definitely time travel. When he goes from London to Qatar, he's sure it's time travel and it's not time check. And then I got so flustered that I actually said to him, okay, listen, Jason, the world takes a year to spin and it takes a year, 24 hours to go around the sun. I mean, absolutely everything backwards and wrong. So I can't wait to see that.
You didn't have to watch the whole of Jaws again.
No, you don't. No, you watch clips of it. But yeah, but the Jaws thing was pretty cool.
Does it stand up to rewatching?
Didn't they do some sort of rejig on it to make it all look really cool?
Oh, did they?
Yeah, I mean, all the lines are there. You know, we're going to need a bigger boat. You know,
and farewell, Lena Jew. Oh, you sweet Spanish lady.
Oh yeah, and didn't he live in Ireland?
Robert Shaw. Oh yeah, totally. And according to Thingy Richard Dreyfuss. He said that it was the easiest role he ever played because he was terrified of Robert Shaw offset. And it made it easy to look terrified of him on set.
He looks so cool. I mean, that's how I want to age, like that. Those blue eyes and a bit of whiskey. And
cool.
I believe that he rode over to a pub in Ireland, wherever he was. We must find out where it was. I'm pretty sure the big mansion he was in, he had to row across the lake to get to the pub.
Well, this is like, did you ever hear the Oliver Reed story from...
Oh my God, Oliver Reed. Go on.
Apparently New Year's Eve one night, he was waiting for New Year's in the house. Yeah. And the story goes that at 9 o'clock, he got so hacked off waiting for 12 o'clock that he turned all of the clocks to 12 o'clock, shot them with a 12 bore and said, come on, we're going to the pub.
Yeah, you see, now that's
how to start an evening.
Do you know what? There's a friend of ours and he has a Longville house in Cork. He won't mind. And do you know what? In Mallow, what an interview this is. I love this because we've never prepped any of this. Well done, Anton. This is way better chat. In Mallow, at one stage, there was Donovan lives there who sings Mellow Yellow. You know that?
Moon, doesn't he?
Yeah, hang on. I'll do mine, then you add in.
Okay.
Mellow Yellow. His daughter then, I believe, had a child with Sean Ryder. Sean Ryder was living there while
Donovan's
was there.
Donovan's daughter has a child with Sean Ryder?
Yeah, I'm
no,
pretty
she
sure.
Doesn't.
Yeah.
Really?
And then, well, Sean Ryder was definitely there.
Donovan is grandfather to Sean Ryder's son.
Yeah.
Daughter.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And then the other bit was that Oliver Reed was living there. So that's where he lived.
Awesome.
Right. So James, or is it James? I can't remember. Anyway, he owned the thing. He said that Oliver, when he came for dinner to the two-star Michelin star restaurant, would a lot of times run around naked around the room in front of all the diners. And then he said, you're not coming to get your bird, Oliver. He's going, I'm just having a laugh. So apparently he would then ring as different people, right, to try and get a booking, but he couldn't change his voice.
So Oliver went,
hello, it's Sean Murphy. And he goes, Oliver, I know it's you. You're not coming. He goes, I won't do it again, I promise.
Do you remember Oliver Reed's last day on Earth? Do you remember what he died doing?
Yeah, I do know that because I know why, because I'm good friends with Ahmed Jalili, who was working on the set of Gladiator. He was in Gladiator.
He's brilliant.
And he ended up befriending Oliver Reed because the director, was it Cameron who did that one? James Cameron. Oh my God.
No, Thingy. Scott, Ridley Scott.
Or Scott, sorry, he's Scott. He said to Ahmed, Oliver likes you, will you look after him? And Ahmed's like, what?
My liver is not able for this.
This was the best bit. Russell Crowe's stuntman, or, you know, obviously looks like Russell Crowe, and Oliver Reed apparently didn't like Russell Crowe, but kept attacking the other fella, thinking he was Russell Crowe, and I'm going to have to keep pulling him away. So yes, didn't he go while he was shooting in and drank with sailors?
Arm wrestled him.
Oh, and that as well, probably, yeah. But
isn't that like, what will I do on my day off? I know, I'll arm wrestle the crew of the HMS Victory.
I know, I mean, those people, him and Richard Harris and all, they're all, where are they all? They're all gone.
But they're fine, they were here.
Now. Look at us. Do you know what I did last night? I had 2 pints last night, Anton. Oh, the madness. I had 2 pints. And then I was back in the house by 9:30. I'd say...
Not to be said for being back in the house 9:30, oh Jason. God, let's not knock it.
I'm not joking. I love it.
Robert Shaw lived in Mayo in Turmakidi, according to your text.
Turmakidi, right. Thank you.
Is there a lake in Turmakidi across which one could row for a pint?
I don't know, but of course...
With the area.
These stories are obviously before social media. My own dad used to hate a phone in the pub. And I used to go... Because he'd say... I'd sit with him and his mates, you know, when he was alive and they were having a pint. And they would say something... And I'd go, oh yeah, and I'd pick up the phone. My dad go, no. We're gonna hash this out. And then my dad said this, it was such a brilliant line. He goes, we have left pubs over years with the wrong information, fighting over something that just didn't happen. So that lake is probably not there at all.
I love the notion that it is better just to try to deduce it by mass iterations and discussion rather than actually getting fact. That's a great principle to
live
on.
So we would have thought that James Cameron would have directed Gladiator, right, if we didn't have that phone there. It wasn't Mayo where Robert Shaw, he probably would have lived in Donegal. We would have just thrown some sort of coastline on it. You know what I mean?
I wonder how Gladiator would have gone had James Cameron directed it. I assume we would have had more water battles.
Oh yeah, definitely.
The pub was Paddy's Bar in Turmakidi in County Mayo.
I love this. Well done, everybody.
Where he lived for the last 7 years of his life.
I love it. What a man.
How's Edinburgh?
Oh my God, yeah. So we did 4 weeks. Oh yeah, by the way, the reason why 30 was in my head when I was doing that Gogglebox with Jason is because I'm 30 years there next year.
30 years in Edinburgh? Not.
Apart from the COVID year, which was only 1 year that we missed, 30 years because I was...
Sorry to cut across you. There's more. He lived on the shore of Loch Mask.
Yes!
There is a lake!
Oh my God, brilliant! And we just did. We had a chat about that.
We did.
We didn't even get it.
Now, admittedly, we also involved 5 other people who aren't here, and fair play to them for helping us along with it, but we did get to that.
Thank you.
The only question is whether or not they're telling the truth.
Oh yeah, it doesn't really matter.
No.
It doesn't matter. I mean, that's how it made wonderful stories where... I mean, I'd love to do? Loads of Irish short stories and from the past. What was that woman's name? Mary Foley was her name. She came in from America. She was in Boston. And I just, because the stories in Ireland are fantastic. And she was in Boston and she was a nanny to a rich Irish American out there. And she was ill and she was dying. And her last request was to be brought back to the Aran Islands. And he says, yeah, okay, I'll fly you back in the big coffin. In the 60s, I think this was, right? You look this one up now. This is a whopper, right? So, of course, in Ireland, you know, the health and safety wasn't huge then. And he said, how are you going to get a coffin to the Aran Islands? When he rang, you know, the guys in Ireland. And they went, sure, we'll row it across. But there was no port. And they had couriers and all. And he was going, no, you're not doing that with a huge coffin. Have you got a helicopter? And they went, yeah. Right, so they had one of those helicopters that were in like Skippy the Kangaroo, that kind of bubbly thing. Do you remember them? Yeah. And they
MASH.
Yes, and MASH. Well done.
Thanks.
And we're going to get the name of that helicopter in a second for sure. This helicopter that apparently, I heard an actual experienced pilot nowadays saying that you need a lot of experience to lift a they lifted the coffin with it by rope, right? This is like mad. This is a mad story. But the two pilots apparently were not qualified. They were just, you know, the kind of trainees. But sure, they wanted the money off the Boston fella.
Hang on a minute. How do you end up being random trainee helicopter pilots in the Aran Islands by chance?
No, yeah. Well, they weren't on the Aran Islands. They were flying out to the Aran Islands. They were obviously in Clare somewhere.
Right.
Oh, they could fly.
Well, they could have been Dublin. They might have flown down to Clare.
They could fly it, all right. But your man said, if you drag a coffin underneath, it's like water. This is what happened. They flew her, and of course it snapped and fell, right, the coffin. And then the truck had to come up in the night on the sly, put her back in, whatever, put her back in the coffin, and then the lads had a couple of goes at it. This is a real story.
The lads had a couple of goes at it in the helicopter from Skippy.
Yeah, but without her this time. I went, geez, we better give it a few bashes. And then they went over the cliffs some more, eventually with her, and they went over again, and because of the wind, again, they dropped her, lost
twice,
her into the sea. And then, of course, here's the Irish whisper bit. They all went, oh, there was no woman in that at all. So that was gun running. The fella from Boston had sent over guns to the
Islands.
To arm the Aran Islands.
To defend Inishere.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the marauding British.
Come on. There's definitely a cow in that field.
By the way, that is, if I don't, if whoever is texting us all of that, this information doesn't provide the name of that helicopter, that is going to irk me for the rest of the
it's
day.
It's probably called a bee or a bumbler or something.
No, it's
a heli. We're going heli. Something.
Situated on the shores of Loch Mask in the west of Ireland, Paddy's Bar and Restaurant is a traditional Irish pub that provides top quality food.
Oh, I wonder who's texted that. I love, you see, those bits of Ireland are still not lost. I love that. Do you know what I mean? And I know that we're in news talk, but I tell you something, Midwest Radio, right? Which is a different radio station altogether. But my God, sometimes that's the funniest thing to listen to. The two lads there. I go and I do gigs in Castlebar.
You're literally advertising another radio station.
Yeah, but
on our radio station.
Yous are massive. Look at the size he is. You're all shiny in here. It's like a surgery. So anyway, but shiny, the lads did the, and this is how Ireland is still alive out there. They rang and they were going, the next song up is whatever. And they said, but before the song, we're just wondering, has anybody got a secondhand tire for the tractor T64 80? I mean, I just thought this is absolutely beautiful.
Text saying, you need to look up the wonderful story of Richard Harris, an American tourist, a butcher's table and Dromoland Castle. We shall do this and revert. Plug something while you're here.
Oh, well, okay. JasonBourne.ie is where all the Irish gigs are all up now and ready for sale. But I have to go to the British and make them laugh first. But
and when,
okay.
When will you return from the British
From the British laughter. I'll be over there just secretly testing the Irish humour on them. And then I'll bring it over here where it's all sparkly and finished.
And that is JasonBourne.ie for all details.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's unbelievable. Or go to the pub and ask someone.
Yes, you won't actually get the information, but you'll feel confident about it, which is the main thing. Jason, always a wonderful pleasure. That is the one and only Jason Byrne.
Sparklers.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.